No offense, Bob, but I can do 5 minutes if I wanted to, so I'll take about a minute and a half. And first of all, I want to thank everybody for being here. You know, people write checks all the time for certain things, but the most valuable thing here is your time. You're here because you want to see your city progress. That's what this is all about. You're committed. I forget the numbers. What did we just say? There's 20-some-odd thousand voters or registrants, whatever the actual number is. And what do we have in here? Less than 100? 75 people, whatever it is? Okay? You guys care. You're what this is all about. We want to make sure your voice is heard and that we listen. It's very important that you guys continue on this type of process. Once again, I don't think a forum is the only way this has to happen. Councilman O'Donnell does his chat with Pats. I call mine the Java with Johns. I've been doing them for about the last year. I don't always get a lot of people show up, one here, two there, but that's what I conduct. My theory is this, that if you can move around enough time so people can see you, you're going to hear the complaints and the voices of the people. So, fortunately, I am retired. I do work part-time for Special Olympics, but I do have a lot of flexibility in my schedule. So, I can do this once a week, but I will do it in different areas because I think all areas need to be represented. Remember, the councilman does a great job advertising, and he does this. I mean, he's very faithful in doing his. Mine's going to be bigger because I have the time. I'm very fortunate, and that's all part of giving back to the community. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you for your civic engagement tonight, and I'll just wrap up by just kind of framing my candidacy with ABC. A is the airport, and as I just explained, we need to maintain that noise ordinance, and we need to make sure that new terminal is a healthy, vibrant economic entity. B is for business, and that's my background. And in business, I mean in terms of straightening out our city budget, and making these retail quarters attractive to bring new retailers in here. And the C is for community. And as I've walked this district, I find that there are a lot of members of this community, the 4th district in general, who don't really feel that they're a part of a community. And what I'd like to do is really try to work with all these groups and make them feel that they're just as welcome and deserving of all the city services that we have. Finally, I just want to respond to one point that Councilmember O'Donnell said, that he said that he was the key no vote on Schroeder Hall. Well, I'll tell you, when I'm at city council, I won't sleep better when I've had a 8-1 vote that I was dissenting on. I don't consider a moral victory as a victory at all. I will fight for the concept of bringing my fellow council members around to my point. I've served for 4 years on the Sustainable City Commission. I've chaired it. And by the way, on that, I made a lot of changes when I became chair, and I think my fellow commission members appreciated what I'd done. And there were some questions about what was within the bylaws if I could serve again another year as chair. And I turned that down immediately because I think the whole point is to get new blood on whatever basis it is, whatever term it is. And I'll apply that to city council, too. I think the voters really want term limits. They want council members there to fill 4 years or 8 years, and that's it. And we need to move on. I'd also say that look at the past 8 years, look where we are now. And if council member O'Donnell has a lot of great ideas for the future, where has he been? Where are all these programs? Where are the corporate partnerships? Where are they? I don't see them. And finally, on that Schroeder Hall vote, in terms of that only no vote, I'll just remind the members of the audience here that Mr. O'Donnell voted 3 times to support Bonnie Lowenthal's homeless hate crime bill while he's on this council.
I thought that was a slap in the face to the Schroeder Hall neighbors here.
The fact that that bill had already been vetoed by a governor in the 90s, it was then vetoed by Governor Schwarzenegger and again by Governor Brown, tells you what kind of a bill that was. And I know who supported it. The Trial Lawyers Association supported it. But I just think it sent the wrong message and not a message of support for the Schroeder Hall neighbors. I will fight for you. I will not kowtow to any state officials and support
issues that I think are not good for the neighborhood.
And I promise you, and I will, if Diana's still in the room, there you are back there, I will sign a pledge that I will not seek higher office. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. To Daryl, you know, I found a lot of your comments interesting, and I don't believe they're factual, but I accept that. I'm not going to tear into you except to say this, very simply. You know, it's easy to say no when you're running for office, but where were you before an MHA? I never saw you out there. Sending a bunch of emails out there when you're running for election is great, but I needed you before that, and you weren't there for me.
Are you going to be there now, and are you going to be there for them? They need you. I'm a proven fighter. I am a proven fighter. I have examples of it. A balanced budget. It hasn't been easy. It's been some tough fights down there at City Hall. Airport expansion. I didn't walk away from that. I stood up. I fought for my neighborhood. I fought for your neighborhood. And we got a better outcome. That was democracy in action right there. MHA is going to be the same thing. I need your help. I absolutely need your help. Make sure I've got your information so that I can get out to you what we're doing on that. I can't do it alone, though. I need to build partnerships with the community and other council members. That's where you come in. And Daryl, I got to be honest with you, you got to have a personality to do that. You just can't be angry at people.
Personal attacks.
Listen, I've been there, see, and I can tell you, if you just throw things at people, we're not going to get things done in this community. So what I'm fundamentally about is working to represent my community. Listen to your concerns. Be out there. You know, I'm the only guy at the council level that has that monthly meeting and meetings in between so that I can hear the concerns and act on your behalf. Thank you.
Thank you very much.